The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
My Zeta lived with such an awareness of time and the value of time. He used to say he's very sorry, but he can't waste his life. And he came from my chasana. It was the only time he traveled anywhere. On a plane, that is. Never traveled. Anyway. He told me, yes, that he would come. I asked him right away when I got engaged. He was very excited that I did a shidduch with the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz's daughter. He was excited about it for a number of reasons. And he said yes. And then as it came closer to the chasana, he realized it would be way too costly for him to come to the chasana. It would mean giving up an entire day of his life. From when the time he left, when the time he came back, it would be very costly for him, and he couldn't afford it. So he called me in, and he said, I'm sorry, but I don't think I can make it to the wedding. It's too costly. It's my life. I was disappointed. So I went to my grandmother. I said, Bubby, could you help me out? She said, yeah. Did your mother buy the tickets already? Yeah, go tell him that your mother already purchased the tickets. Because his funds right now, he doesn't have a lot of funds. And it was a few hundred dollars, it was $300 back in those days, a ticket. And I said, then he'll come. So I went back to him. I said, J.D., my mother already bought the tickets. She said, she did already? I said, yeah, close to the house. So he said to me, how much were they? I told him. Said, okay, I'll think about it. And then he contacted me again, said, I'll come. But we're going to have to maximize my time. So when I come, I don't want to come to the yeshiva. I want to stay in Cleveland Heights, at somebody's house. And I want no one to know that I'm there. I want to be able to conduct my schedule as normal as possible. And I'll come to the chasana. And that's what he did. He did come to the yeshiva because the chuppah was in the yeshiva. And I remember he had great respect for Telz, but he wanted to walk around the perimeter of the campus. That's what he wanted to do. Told me to show him where it starts. And so then he goes in the woods. And says, oh, we can walk in the woods. It's fine. We walked in the woods. We walked in the fields behind the houses. Boundaries behind the yeshiva. He came into the yeshiva because the chassan's tish was in Telz. But he just showed up after it all started and everything. That's how he lived his life. He was counting every minute. He was aware of Hashem like you can't imagine. I remember standing at a chassan, not that chassan. I was standing in a chassan with him. And he turned to me and he said, what are you thinking now? It was a chuppah. What are you thinking? Think how nice the chuppah is. How happy I am for the people. He said, think that we're sitting here and doing a great act of chesed to Chassan Kala and their families. We're here to bring joy to them, to add joy to them. That's awareness of Hashem. Abaisai, counting means being aware if you're wasting your days. When the day comes up, you have to look forward with excitedness. I'm going to accomplish today. When the day sets, you have to ask, did you accomplish? You still have a nice amount of hours left in the day. Count those hours. That's why Hashem breaks it down into units of hours. Everything. This chadashim. Chadashim of units. Every Rosh Chodesh, it's a Zman Kapore. It's a Zman Kapore every Rosh Chodesh. You have to think, what do I do the last 30 days? Is Yom Kippur cut before Rosh Chodesh? You have to think, how did I use my last month? Did I use it properly? The next month, I'm going to do better. I'm going to count it. I'm going to make it count. And if a person does that, and is called fulfilling the mitzvah of Sfira, the way Hashem intended.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org